you want me to pretend to be your wife?
That's not something a gentleman would ask of a lady.
You didn't even have to.
A man will approach you.
You got a package for Mr. Brown?
Give him the cash, and only him.
My old pal Henry? My buddy? How about milk of magnesia? When we broke it down in class, I got the squirts just smelling it.
I like you thinking, Lincoln.
Hey, everyone, who thinks Henry should show us to Charleston again?
My grandson belongs with me. It's time he came home.
Do you know what this is?
Harold.
You could wait for me. The election's coming up. We'll get that sewed up. Things are bound to get busier.
You okay?
I'm fine, yes.
Got a family?
Two sons. Both of them grown. Two new lives, Mr. Capone.
Willie, wake up. He kept going to the bathroom all night. I heard him.
Mr. Kessler.
Yes?
We're with the Bureau of Investigation.
But I have
done... one foot in front of the other.
Where are you calling from?
Philadelphia. I'm in Philadelphia, and
Willie, is something wrong?
I need your help.
Eddie! Eddie! Are you up there? Have you seen him today?
No.
Bring the car around. Make it quick.
Would you like some? You can say yes or no. It doesn't obligate you to anything.
No. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sounds funny, doesn't it?
How's that?
He said no, thank you. I said you're welcome. Doesn't sound right. Sound right to you?
You do not say you're welcome when someone says no, thank you.
Why?
Because they have not accepted anything from you.
His English is better than yours. Heck, I guess it is. Where did you learn it? Did you study it over in Prussia? I guess you would have called it.
Why am I here?
Why do you think you're here?
I do not know.
People don't get hauled off the street for no reason, do they? Do they get hauled off the street for no reason?
I am not a policeman.
No one thinks you're a policeman.
We're the policemen.
I have done nothing wrong.
You had a pistol up your sleeve.
That is for protection.
Against who?
Apaches.
What do you think we should do?
Don't see what choice we have.
Darn it. Darn it the heck. He almost fell.
I am fine.
You don't look fine. You look very unsteady. I think he should stay here for a while. For your own good.
Give Bill Flom the broom, and he'll sweep Cicero clean. Stand beside Bill, and he'll stand up for you. A straight town is a healthy town. Healthy for your family, and healthy for you. So let's shake hands.
Why must they disturb the people so early?
It's election day, dear. They have the right to campaign.
They should not make so much fuss and do what they are told.
That wouldn't be very democratic.
Everybody is talking always. Everybody has the opinion. Nothing gets done. Dada. He must eat.
He doesn't want any more.
He does not know what he wants. Your friends have returned.
Built this whole thing yourself?
The Rosetta model.
Put some grass down there. Spruce it up.
That's the summer project.
Time for the morning shift. Let's go, George. It'll be a good day.
Charge you yet. That's very good.
Why can't I leave?
There are reporters upstairs living in the lobby just looking for something to do. You can walk out if you're a suspect in a capital case. They'll smell that in a second. Or you can walk out like someone who just paid a parking ticket. That's what we want. You need to give me a little time.
But you know people in Philadelphia. Right?
I do. And I'll call on them if that's what's required.
I'll make it up to you. I swear.
Don't worry about that now. Let's talk about this boy.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
Let's just talk about him for a minute.
Now.
Hotel Arlington? Yes, Mr. Roy Phillips. Please. I beg your pardon. I don't see how that's any of your concern. How do I know he hasn't arrived since the last time I... Yes. The same message. It's all right.
Hey.
Hey, boss.
Clear a path, boys.
Hey, Frank.
Good morning.
How's it going, boss?
Frank. So I heard Flom caught a couple last night.
Nah, they just capped his knees.
I don't know nothing about that.
What about the guy that got his throat cut on 22nd?
His whole throat?
Nah, only to hear.
So we can still whistle, huh?
That's a good one, Frank.
Let's check in on His Highness.
What are you doing?
Training my police service. What do you think?
I'll just give it a break.
Well, like you ain't been touching it?
You have business today. What did I just say?
Don't do that.
What, you think I'm kidding? Put that thing away.
The fuck's he doing here?
You asked for him, Garibaldi.
He liked the way he handled himself last night.
I did? The woods! Daniel fucking Crockett! Pow!
You'd better run.
Hey, George. You know what day it is?
Election day.
April Fool's. All the suckers, they're gonna find out that the joke's on them. You know what that includes?
I don't.
Guess.
I can't.
He likes flowers.
Mr. O'Bannon.
Listen to him. Come in. Closer. Come on. I won't hurt you.
You've done bad things. I saw you.
So have you.
Yes, I have. But not to the guy I work for. You got a little wild streak. Huh? Let's see how you do today. Then we'll talk. Because there's some unfinished business at the florist.
Leave all that for later. Al. Go out there, pick the 20 best men you can find, take them over to the main gate of Western Electric. Help the voters make up their minds. You with us?
I used to ask his wife.
I don't need to ask anyone anything.
I think he wants to bite me.
Respect the boundaries, huh? Still got that piece?
You mean this?
Hold on to it. Shouldn't be any need, but... You okay, then?
Hey! Break yourself up.
I'm fine right now.
Oh, you want to be my friend? Yeah! Who's gonna fuck with us, huh?
We had a party.
Who's we?
Just the fellas. My roommate Clayton and me. Some girls.
Uh-huh.
There was liquor.
Where'd that come from? Will, you need to tell me.
Mr. Doyle.
Mickey sold you liquor. Why didn't you come to me?
I didn't want you to know.
But I know now. You see, Will,
The liquor came from me. I didn't know, and now there's a problem.
I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
And Mickey sold your liquor. You brought it back to school.
It was just a party. Everybody was having a good time. The next morning, Henry was... He wasn't moving. I don't know.
Did he drink a lot?
As much as anyone else.
But he was the only one who...
Yes.
How well did you know him?
I didn't.
I thought he was your friend.
What?
When we had dinner, you called him a friend.
I don't have a lot of friends here, Uncle Lucky.
I'm going to talk to the district attorney. If he's just fishing, then I'll know it, and it all goes away. What you have to do is pull yourself together and remember the truth. Let me ask you again. Was Henry your friend?
Yes.
How much did he drink?
A lot.
Where'd you get the liquor?
I didn't bring any liquor.
Good.
Following an inspection of your domicile, the officer will submit a report.
Mrs. Darmody, are you all right? You're looking a bit peaked.
I didn't sleep last night.
I'm sorry to hear it.
I wake up and I think, let's check on Tommy. I'm out of bed and I realize...
Yes.
I realize he's not there. And there's no getting back to sleep. Not at all.
After the officer submits a report, the court will make its final determination regarding the question of custody.
What do I have to do?
You don't have to do anything. What the officer will be looking for is the true picture of the home the boy would be returning to.
I'm in a period of transition. A great deal of the furniture is...
The furniture's not important.
A gentleman I've been seeing. He's highly placed in an important national firm. A great deal of responsibility. He'd prefer not to have that bandied about. He prides himself on discretion. And his taste in decor is... May I trouble you for a glass of water? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. Oh, dear.
Here. Clench it tight for a minute.
I must look quite a horror.
Not at all.
I'm just in such a state. You reach a point in life and you realize it's what you leave behind that matters. And the thought that Tommy might not remember me at all. As if I never even existed.
Just take it one step at a time.
Is there anything I can do to help my situation?
As I explained.
I mean right now. Is there anything I can do? Right now.
Mrs. Darmody.
Yes?
It would be in your best interest to leave these chambers immediately.
I'm late for an appointment.
Mr. Thompson, Eugene Mulhern, I'm an assistant district attorney. How do you do?
Mr. Mulhern, you're not who I want to see.
The district attorney asked me to meet with you and answer any questions you might have.
Why isn't he here?
He had other obligations, regretfully.
You fellows are making a mistake.
How's that?
Trying to turn a quirk of fate into what? A manslaughter charge?
10 separate witnesses say he brought liquor to that party.
Is that really worth your time and effort?
If that boy was poisoned, then yes.
Where are you getting that from?
His symptoms are consistent with poisoning.
Alcohol poisoning.
That's not what the coroner says.
What's that got to do with my nephew?
This office intends to find out.
Let's cut the bullshit. Your boss and Waxy Gordon had a conversation this morning, at my request, and it was agreed that this occurrence, terrible as it was, isn't anybody's fault.
That couple outside? They're Henry Gaines' parents. Mr. Gaines is a major contributor to the Pennsylvania Republican Party. He's lost his son, and he doesn't want to hear about life's random misfortunes. Someone's got to answer for this. We just don't have any choice.
How are we keeping?
I am fine.
You are fine. I admire that kind of backbone. Does he know how tough you are?
Who?
Your boss, Mr. Thompson. I understand. Good soldier. Really, the more I see of you, the more I like. But let me ask this. Would he do the same for you? You've been here all day, Eddie. No one's asked for you. Not on the boardwalk, not over at the Onyx Club, not in the speak, so the wire rooms. The world is going on without you. Nucky Thompson is going on without you. And the only person who really cares what happens to you right now is me.
You are my friend.
No, I am not.
Then who are you?
That's who I am. And I'm going to own every last bit of you.
Clean yourself up.
Who was Henry Gaines?
He's a friend of mine.
Who brought the liquor?
Beats me.
How much did Henry drink?
A lot.
Who slipped him the Mickey?
The what?
The Mickey Finn, the knockout punch, whatever was in there.
I don't know.
Willie, I have to ask you not to lie just now. It won't help. And frankly, I don't like it. I need to know what's true so we could agree on the rest. Understood?
It was supposed to be a gag. That's all.
Whose idea was it?
Mine.
Just yours? Willie.
Clayton helped me.
Your roommate. And Henry? What did he do to deserve it?
He thought he was better than me. But he wasn't.
All right. Here's what I'm going to need you to do.
Factory gates are there. Polling booth down that way. You know the situation.
Make sure they vote for Klinger. Or don't vote at all.
Most people, they don't want trouble. Who's a mayor? Who's a president? What's it to them? We'll run this burg. Keep the green flowing. That's all anyone cares about.
And O'Bannon?
Lots of ways to do business. See how it plays out. You got the piece?
Right here.
And hop to it. Hey. Don't worry about my brother, okay? Sometimes he just needs a good kick in the ass.
Who's gonna do the kick?
In advance. Stick with me, huh? I'll put grass on your fucking lawn.
find out you've done it.
Oh.
There's no reason for this to get out of hand. All we need to do is remind them why it's in their own best interest to elect the Republican ticket. As each worker goes by, I want you to inquire how he intends to vote.
Inquire?
They already know what can happen, and most people don't want trouble.
I didn't come out for no tea social.
Al says give it to him good.
Al's not in charge here. I am.
You ain't in charge of nothing.
I say we pick the first guy and clobber him.
We're doing it my way.
Or what? Go ahead and try.
Who are you voting for today?
We need damn business.
Voting Republican, friend?
What's it to you?
Got a minute? Hold on there. I'm talking to you. Just stop for a second, goddammit!
I'm looking for someone. I don't know his name. I'm told he could be found here. I realize we've never met before. This is probably not how you normally conduct business. But I made some inquiries. Here I am.
You far from home, Bo Peep.
Nothing's very far from anything here, is it?
You won't take the skin off. Who sent you around?
Does that matter?
I like to know where my customers come from.
I spent several years on the stage.
Do tell.
You know how show people are.
How are they?
We like to keep our ears close to the ground.
Well, what you got tucked up your little pouch there?
May I examine the preparation first?
No, you mayn't.
That's all I've got.
Then you find that lost sheep somewhere else.
Perhaps we could discuss another form of payment. I'm having a difficult day. Mr.
Oxford.
Mr. Oxford. A very difficult day. Just one of those times when you need a little extra help. That's all this is.
Easy now, little Bo. I like my lambs keep coming home.
Where I went? State Normal over in Trenton. Your Aunt Mabel was there. She was going to be a teacher. I didn't like the idea of other fellas helping her with the classwork, so I thought I'd be a teacher, too.
Why didn't you?
Commodore needed me. And I came back home. There are more important things than what may or may not have happened at some party.
My father won't know.
No one will know.
Mr. Thompson.
Lawrence Isley.
Mr. District Attorney, thanks for making the time.
Sorry for the mix-up earlier.
Not to worry, but I'm sure you can appreciate my concern.
Oh, I'd feel the same way if it was my nephew.
We want to get this cleared up before it turns into something.
I completely understand. Well, young man, I'm told you might be able to help us with this unfortunate event.
You just tell them what happened, as best you remember it.
First thing I want to say is Henry Gaines was a pal of mine.
Little man, I'm going to kiss you. Hello. May I do that? Are you learning a lot here? That makes Mima so happy because she wants you to be smart. She wants you to be the smartest boy there ever was. Now, there's something I have to tell you. I met a man, a very sweet man. His name is Roy. I think you're going to like him. We're all going to be together, and that's going to make us so happy. Won't that be nice? All right. I have something for you. Here it is. It's an Abba Zaba. I don't know what that is, but I'm sure it's wonderful. And it's for you. And we're going home now. It's all been taken care of. You're going to come home with me. And hello, Julia. How are you? I'm very well. Are these your relations? They're teachers. Of course they are. Well, then, what are you doing here?
Just bringing Tommy home.
He doesn't live with you anymore.
Now, Julia, that's for the judge to decide. We had a chat today, and he was very forthcoming. Come on, sweetie. I'm here.
No. This isn't proper. It's a beautiful day, and this isn't proper. We're going to walk this way, okay? We're not looking back.
This way, ma'am.
Let go of me.
Let go of me.
You don't have the right.
Now, please.
You can't just bleach me out like a laundry stain. Let go of me. I have to give him the Abba Zaba.
Here it is.
Bad.
It's okay. Ma put up the curtains.
Can you play this?
Not really.
You need to find yourself a girl to serenade. Give you an incentive. Shut the door for a minute, Will.
Uncle Monkey.
No lecture. Just a few things I want to say. whatever occurred, it's over. And every now and then you'll think about the terrible thing that happened to a boy whose face you can't quite remember. I promise you can live with it.
Is that what you do?
You're going to graduate. We'll get you into another school, if that's what's necessary. It's not important now. You worry about what other people might say. You worry about someone you call a friend. None of that matters. The only thing you can count on is blood. The blood that's in your veins and the blood that's in mine. The people who discount you, they don't know who you are. The rage you feel, listen to me carefully. It's a gift. Use it. But don't let anyone see it. Know that I'm watching over you. Show me the person you intend to be.
How much did you pay the district attorney?
One day we'll talk about all that. Right now, you just need to stick to what we discussed and not worry about the rest.
I'm sorry. You're Clayton.
Yes, sir. You're Willie's father.
No, his uncle.
Oh. How do you? I'll come back later. I was just...
Sorry. I have to get back home. Remember what we talked about. Good to meet you, Clayton.
Where the hell have you been all day?
Didn't feel like going to class.
Christ, Will, everybody's talking about... What are we going to do?
Taken care of.
What does that mean?
It's been taken care of.
He's dead, Will. That's not just going
to
go...
Clayton, I have to study.
What?
There's a test in commerce tomorrow. I have to study, so how about you leave me alone?
Oh, wait, whoa. Whoa, the fuck's going on here?
A numerically disadvantaged situation.
A what?
There's 6 carloads on the way. Just keep them behind that gate until they get here.
No need for any grief, fellas. It's all sewed up anyway. Go home. Have a nice dinner.
Make some more money tomorrow, huh?
We're waiting for the cops. That ain't coming.
How do you know?
I got a buddy on the force.
And who are you?
Yeah, who are
we? I'll show you who the fuck we are. Don't tell me what to do.
Who's the cop up in the water?
Come on, tomorrow.
Catching your food.
It matters to me.
We need those extra men or we need to leave.
Shut the fuck up! I'll nail you in front of a cigar stand with a war burning on your scalp. Take this! Hey! Hey! This is how it is! We're running Cicero! Huh? It's all done! Legal! Anybody don't like it? Then step out here!
Come on, guys, come on.
Just one of you. Step out. If you think you got the fucking balls. Get the Dago sons of...
called you 10 times.
I'm here.
Did I do something wrong?
Not to me. You were very cold when I found you.
I must have just fallen asleep.
How are you feeling now?
Better.
Rough day? Shouldn't I ask?
What were you doing in the powder room?
Cleaning this up for you. Found a line on the floor.
That's just...
Yeah, I know what it is. Does that help you?
Not anymore.
How does that make you feel?
Terrified. I must repulse you.
No. I know about weakness. And I know about sin.
You don't know about me.
And tell me if that'd make any of this better.
I've done the most awful things.
Tour. Manufacture. Und Konfektionsgesellschaft. Karstadt.
It's a mouthful.
We just say department store.
What is that?
This is something we've been waiting for, and now it's arrived.
From far across the seas.
Stellvertretender Direktor.
Assistant manager.
Was that a good job?
It was a position of respect.
Watch over the employees.
Make sure nobody steals.
There were many responsibilities.
And they all depended on loyalty, didn't they?
Loyalty and honesty.
You pride yourself on that.
I strive.
You strive. You strive.
Did you even tell your wife? Your sons?
Or just leave with the money?
The money and mistress.
She worked behind the lingerie counter. How long did that last?
Not long.
So much for happiness, all right?
I am a legal resident of the United States.
You are what I say you are. And I say you don't belong here.
Then deport me.
Verreitet so spät durch Nacht und Wind, es ist der Vater mit seinem Kind.
Wohin kennst du das?
I was Army intelligence during the war. I thought the language was very beautiful. A father rides with his son through night and wind. The child is terrified. A demon in the woods. The Elf King. What does the father say, Ed?
Mein Sohn, es ist ein Nebelstreif.
Only a wisp of fog.
Yeah.
But the father is wrong and the Elf King is real and the son. Yeah. What happens to the son, Ed, in beautiful German?
In seinen Armen. In seinen Armen, das Kind. War tot.
In his arms? The child was dead. Your boys, Conrad and Lucas, they're grown men now.
Lucas has a son of his own.
They changed their last name.
As if you didn't even exist.
To escape the shame, their father, the thief, the liar, the traitor, brought upon them. 6 days from now, you'll be in the custody of the Hanover police, and you and your boys can get acquainted all over again. Think how glad they'll be to see you.
What do you want from me?
We want you to tell us something.
What? What? I do not know. What do you want me to say?
You decide. You decide and you can go.
I do not understand.
It's very simple, Ed. You tell us one thing, one little thing, and we're done for today. You have my word.
Call it a demonstration of loyalty.
Ralph Capone.
Yes?
At the train station. That was the man I gave the money to.
Why?
Because that is what Nookie told me to do.
See how easy that was? Ed. We'll see you again soon.
Speak to you personal. Milan.
There's not much more to go on. Word is they were Chicago detectives, a special squad. They say someone called and told them the Cicero police couldn't be trusted. He never got his gun out.
Every fucking thing that crawls is gonna pay.
Clayton Davies. We're with the Philadelphia police.
You're not supposed to be up here.
You better not let anyone see me. Do you know what happened? They arrested Clayton.
What do you mean?
The police came and they arrested him. They said he poisoned Henry. Why would somebody do something like that?
What the hell happened to you? What do you mean?
Looks like you slept on a bench.
I spent the night with old friends. There was much drinking, too much. And the night became morning. And
if you're going to disappear for an entire day,
it will not happen again.
I shouldn't have to worry about that. You understand? That's all I'm saying. It's a responsibility that you asked for. Have you eaten?
I am not hungry.
Suit yourself. Hold on. Come over here. Something else I'd rather not worry about.